And finally, Pope Benedict XVI held his weekly general audience today. Chris Altieri reports.
Pope Benedict XVI held his weekly general audience today in Paul VI Hall. This week's general audience took place in the midst of the octave of prayer for Christian unity. Pope Benedict XVI said, during this week, Christ's faithful throughout the whole world, in all churches and ecclesial communities, ask for the grace of unity and commit themselves to work tirelessly so that the whole world welcomes Christ as the true shepherd and the one Lord.
When Christians from various communities come together to pray in common, they acknowledge that unity cannot be achieved by human strength alone. Only by relying on God's grace can they live according to Jesus' prayer, that they may all be one.
Pope Benedict also discussed the special significance of this week of prayer for Christian unity, which marks the 100th anniversary of the initiative's founding.
This week, Christians throughout the world celebrate the 100th anniversary of the week of prayer for Christian unity, initiated by Father Paul Watson, founder of the Society of the Atonement. The theme chosen for this year is St. Paul's exhortation to Thessalonians to pray always. According to the Second Vatican Council, prayer and holiness of life are the soul of the whole ecumenical movement.
The Holy Father called on Christians everywhere to give thanks for ecumenical achievements and to persevere on the path that leads to unity.
I therefore invite all Christians to render fitting thanks to Almighty God for the progress that shifts us for along the path of ecumenism, and to persevere as we strive toward unity, so that the world may believe that Jesus is the only Son sent by the Father.
Following his catechesis, the Pope greeted the faithful in many languages, including English.
I extend a cordial welcome to the English-speaking pilgrims present to this audience, including students and staff from St. Mary's High School in Sydney, and members of a delegation from the Los Angeles Council of Religious Leaders. May God bestow abundant blessings upon all of you.
The Week of Prayer for Christian Unity concludes on Friday, January 25th, the Feast of the Conversion of St. Paul. Pope Benedict is scheduled to mark the occasion with ecumenical vespers at Rome's Basilica of St. Paul outside the walls. I'm Chris Altieri.